I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
20 questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello and welcome to Plenty Questions with me, Justin Edwards, and her, Lucy Porter, although her isn't here. She's away doing a very exciting thing, which she will tell you all about when she gets back in time for the next episode, let's hope. Otherwise, it's just me here today. So here is the answer to last episode's brain teaser, which was sent in by Mark Blore, slightly tweaked, but it was: what links the former name of the city of Volgograd, the capital of the Lazio region, and the man that the Queen called Grandpa England? And the answer is they're all Paris metro stations. Volgograd was called Stalingrad, Rome is the capital of the Lazio region, and the Queen called Grandpa England George V. So they're all Paris metro stations, Stalingrad, Rome, and George V. Very well done, Chu, if you got that right. And a really big thank you to Mark Blore for sending it in. Please do tweet us on at Plenty Questions with a Z if you have any other fantastic brain teasers to send over. And there will be another fantastic brain teaser after these big 20 questions. Question number one. Who plays the title character in the ITV comedy drama series Doc Martin? Martin Clunes. Question number two. Solid carbon dioxide is known by what name? Dry ice. Question number three. How many golden tickets were there in Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? 5. Question number four. The term twitcher is used for people who do what? Go bird watching. Question number five. Brass is an alloy of copper and which other metal? Zinc. Question number six. How many squares make up every piece in classic Tetris? 4. Question number seven. In which sport is the Webb Ellis Cup awarded? Rugby. Question number eight. In 1927, which comedy duo released their first film, Putting Pants on Philip? Laurel and Hardy. Question number nine. Which early Renaissance artist painted The Birth of Venus? Botticelli. Question number ten. Which scientist wrote the 1976 book The Selfish Gene? Richard Dawkins. Question number 11. Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin were both born on the same day. True or false? It's true. Question number 12. Who released the song Caribbean Queen in 1984? Billy Ocean. Question number 13. Which is the largest sovereign country with no land borders? Australia. Question number 14. Pam Grier played the title character in which 1997 movie? Jackie Brown. Question number 15. Which much-loved TV and radio presenter wrote an autobiography entitled Banjaxed? Terry Wogan. Question number 16. Northern Rock is nationalised, London Heathrow Terminal 5 opens, and Jeremy Beadle dies. In what year? Question number 17. Which word describes a triangle with no sides of equal length? Scalene. Question number 18. What does the M stand for in HTML? Markup. Question number 19. Kaleidoscope, purple dragon, and thumbelina are all types of which vegetable? The carrot. And question number 20. Who is older, Joe Biden or Michael Palin? Joe Biden, by 1 year. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions. Please tweet us at 20 questions with a Z.
With a Z.
And let us know how you got on. Now we have another brain teaser sent in today to us by Georgia Satchel. And bear with me, technical wizardry here. I've got a wonderful sting to introduce said brain teaser.
It's the brain teaser. It's the brain teaser.
I think we all enjoyed that a lot. And here is your brain teaser. What links King Agamemnon, King Richard the Lionheart, King Arthur, and Robin Hood? What links those four? King Agamemnon, King Richard the Lionheart, King Arthur, and Robin Hood? If you know the answer to that, great. And if you don't, then work it out. And if you can't work it out, then come and listen to the next episode. And listen anyway, because I'm sure you'll all be tuning in if that's what you do to a podcast, listening in. Oh, dear. I mean, sometimes it's easier when there's two of us doing this. Anyway, I will, and we will, see you all on the next episode of Plenty Questions. See you then. Bye.
Plenty Questions, 20 Questions. Lucy, she ain't here, but that's no matter, because Justin is, and he's by far the best. Oh, yeah.
Plenty Questions!
I mean, I'm biased, but what a fine specimen of a man he is.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.